As I was looking over the lectionary readings this week, there are two. There's the Old Testament, and I decided to use it as well, so I like to read it. It's from 2 Kings chapter 5. It's a story about Naaman, in case you've ever heard of him. Naaman, who is a commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with high favor with his master, and because of that, the Lord had given victory to him. Though he was a mighty warrior, he suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said, this is the Israelite girl, "If only my Lord were with the prophet who's in Samaria, he would cure him of leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord what the girl from the land of Israel had said, and the king of Syria said, "Go, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." He went, taking 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments, and he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of leprosy." When the king of Israel heard it, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God? Give death or life that this man sends word to me to cure this person of leprosy? Look and see how he's trying to pick a quarrel with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, and he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha then sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored. You shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord and wave his hand over the spot and cure it. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the river of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Couldn't I just wash there and be clean?" And he turned and he went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said, "Father, if the prophet commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? Why not do this, which he asked, to wash and be clean?" So Naaman went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for your words. And may they be helpful and useful. May they be applicable to our situation, that we may use them in the week ahead. So may all that we say and do be glorifying to you. Oh God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Recently, I was reading about this family, and the mom got cancer. And the family described the experience this way. They said it was like going from a land of health to a land of, it was like going to a foreign country with no time to pack. Everything became frantic. Their work, their routines, their relationships, they were all affected and unsettled. It was like their life was turned upside down. One religion professor was saying that it's like going from a land of health to a land of serious illness. And I can imagine when you go from that land to the next land, it's like a can of emotions open up, sort of like Pandora's box, and the emotions are so raw and so pronounced. So if we've been living in the land of health and healthy living to the land of illness, then the next step is to go to the land of wellness. And in order to go the road of wellness, it depends on how we deal with our emotions. So this week's lectionary from the Old Testament and the Gospel deal with two healing stories and the range of emotions that we can go through in our lives. The Old Testament, Naaman had to cross over into different territories, figuratively, literally, and emotionally. Naaman, the military leader, the high command regarded by the king, he was brilliant, he was brave, he was charismatic, he was this mighty warrior. He must have been at the height of his career. And he probably enjoyed all the attention, his position, until one day something strange happens to him. He becomes afflicted. And he finds out that he's not invincible, that he's not so powerful, and that he is vulnerable. He has leprosy, this disease that is debilitating and painful and slow-moving and can be isolating. Not even his wealth, not even his status, not even all his connections could help out with this disease. And so he has to go to the land of illness. So the battles rage on, and he continues to do his job, and a young Israelite girl is captured, and she becomes a servant in their house. The servant girl is aware of the condition and tells Naaman's wife that if he only goes to Israel, he will find a prophet there, and he will get help, and he will be healed. So Naaman listens to her opinion, and he takes her suggestion, and he accepts the option and takes the opportunity. Naaman shows a willingness, an openness, a humility to accept an outside idea. That's a beginning to the road to wellness, which is to be open and willing and humble. At times when an affliction hits, the tendency is to shut down or to withdraw or to fall into depression or go into hiding. And that emotion is called shame. But Naaman refuses to be victimized and paralyzed by shame. The emotions that he is feeling, first of all, is desperation. Not quite panic, but desperation and humility. He is wanting to find a way to wellness, so he doesn't give in to the shame. That's the start, to cross over into that land from illness, sickness, to the land of wellness. So the king sends a letter to the king of Israel and explains the situation, and Naaman is referred to Elisha. And Elisha sends a messenger to Naaman. And the messenger says to him, go and wash in the river Jordan 7 times, and your skin will be restored. Verse 11 then shows Naaman's other emotions. He drifts. So Naaman at first was accepting and was humble, but he drifts into the negative emotions. This is what verse 11 says. But Naaman became angry, and he stalked away. I thought he would surely come to me, Naaman says, to wave his hands over the spot and for him to call on the name of the Lord, and I would be healed. So what emotions are Naaman going through at the moment? Anger. Why is he so angry? He wants a quick fix. He wants an immediate solution. He wants very minimal effort. He wants convenience because he's a celebrity, after all. But he is angry, and anger is like an acid, and anger can burn, and anger can corrode, and anger can eat you up. So he's experiencing anger, but then there's pride. Now, I'm not a psychologist, but I've seen pride and ego get out of control. I've seen pride and ego become irrational. I've seen pride and ego make people do crazy things. This is Naaman's pride talking. This is verse 12. The rivers of Damascus are so much better than the Jordan in Israel. Why do I have to go to Israel? Why can't I just get washed in my own river? And so he turns around and he walks away in a rage. There's anger, there's pride, there's rage. But also comes with that is humiliation, being exposed to the strange place, the strange people. Can I get healed on my terms? Can I get healed on my turf? I want this. I want that. And when he doesn't get his way, pride takes over. And what is this thing about rituals of washing seven times in the river? And the washing seven times represent the ritual of discipline. Do I have to dip in the river seven times? Why not one time? Can't you just wave your hand? Can't you just call on the Lord and I be healed? Why do I have to go in the river seven times? Out of pride, Naaman resents rituals. He resents discipline. He resents requirements. But unfortunately, the road to wellness often requires rituals and discipline. Now, fortunately for Naaman, his officers are there with him, and they respond to him. He's angry. He's in a rage. He's out of control. And his officers say to him, calm down. And they talk sense into him. The road to wellness requires friends and family around us. People who care, people who give us a perspective. Because when we get so embroiled in our emotions, we need people who can give us a perspective. Because sometimes we're like a runaway bronco or horse or runaway train. And we get so bullheaded that we convince that our way is the right way or our way is the only way. But to be open, as Naaman was, and God sends us the voice of reason, calming influence, someone to bring us back to center, someone who could be our solid rock. Finally, Naaman agreed. He finally consented. So before he had this partial acceptance or superficial acceptance. Then he went through the anger and the pride and the humiliation, and now he finally accepted it. And verse 14 says that Naaman went to the Jordan River, dipped himself seven times, and his skin became like a child's skin. At some point in our move from the illness to the wellness, there has to be a certain point of trust. There has to be a certain point of faith to where we say, I can't fix it anymore. I cannot find any more options. I don't have control. Sometimes we come to the point where we say, that's all I can do. I've done everything I can do, and now what is left is to rest and trust in the Lord. So he did, and Naaman and the party went back to Elisha and said, I know there is no other God except the God of Israel. And Elisha says, go in peace. The whole journey, the whole trajectory of Naaman's road to wellness involves acceptance, but then he went through the anger and the pride and the humiliation and then the full acceptance. And then it says, peace. When we receive healing, or whether we receive the full healing or not, the ultimate destination of emotion is peace. And peace is accepting what happened and accepting the change in one's life and to be at peace with it. Let me jump over to the gospel. There are 10 lepers, and Jesus says to them, go to the temple and show yourself to the priests. And on the way, they were healed. But one of them came back to Jesus. He was a Samaritan, and he was shouting, and he was praising God. And Jesus says, where are the others? And apparently, this was the only one that came back, and he said, stand up and go. Your faith has made you well. The others were healed, but this one was made well. The Samaritan experienced wellness as he returned to God. He experienced wellness as he worshiped God. He experienced wellness because not only was there peace, but there was worship and there was joy. The road to wellness depends on how we manage our emotions, how we handle our feelings. I was talking to Bob McCormick the other day, and he shared this method called the Sedona method. And he said, people deal with their emotions two ways. You either suppress it or you express it. Now, when you suppress it, when you suppress your feelings or emotion, you put a lid on it and you push it down. And you deny them or pretend they don't exist. By suppressing the emotions, you put it into a file, into the subconscious, and you figure it's gone away. Or you try to escape from them. You've heard the cliche, well, time will heal. But according to this method, they debate that because they say, when you say that time will heal, sometimes it means, give me enough time and I will be able to suppress it. We escape from with TVs and movies and books and drinking and drugs or exercising and a host of other activities to distract us, to help us to push down the emotions. And we think that we're over it, and then something happens and piles on something else. Pretty soon, it's the last straw and the emotions come flying out. And we're like a walking time bomb that explodes because we've been penting up and holding all that emotions and pushing it down. The other side of the spectrum or pendulum is expression. If we're angry, we yell. If we're sad, we cry. And we put our emotions into action. Or we let off steam. But sometimes we just let off steam and the fire is still there. Expression is good, therapy says. Express how you feel in all your relationships. However, sometimes we can express ourselves inappropriately, which may cause more conflict, which will make things more complicated, or may even end up wounding that person that we're trying to resolve something with. Inappropriate expression can lead to greater disagreement and the emotions get out of control. The third option, though, in the Sedona method is to release. So you either suppress it or you express it or you simply release the emotions. And so they provided these steps, which I want to share with you. Number one, focus on the issue. Focus on the emotion. And allow yourself to feel that emotion, whatever it is. What is that emotion? And then ask yourselves in step two these three questions. Can I let this feeling go? Can I allow this feeling to stay here? Can I welcome this feeling? Step three, ask yourself this question. Am I willing to let it go and give it to God? Would I rather have this feeling stay inside of me, or do I want to be free from it? And if you say no, then you ask the question, when? If I'm not able to let go of this feeling, this emotion, when can I let it go? Now, if this doesn't solve it, what they say is go through it again. Start all over. What is the feeling? What is the issue? Could I let it go? Will I allow it to be in here? And then, am I willing to be free from it? Do I want to be free from it? And to give it to God. The road to wellness is taking steps to handle the emotions. I mean, we can take medications. We can do the right diet. We can do exercise. We may be healed, but are we well? We can take steps to monitor all these things, but are we well in our emotions? And are we well in our spirit? According to the scripture, finding wellness and peace is through Christ Jesus, who leads us into acceptance, who leads us into peace, and then who releases us to worship and find joy. So I leave those thoughts with you. Be well in the name of Jesus. Amen.